Welcome to Wake Med Voices. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Joining us today is Dr. Bill Lagarde, Executive Medical Director at Precision Medicine and a pediatric endocrinologist with Wake Med Children's, to discuss precisely you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Lagarde.
Yes, thank you for having me, Maggie.
Could you tell us what Precisely You is?
So Precisely You is a research study that WakeMed is offering to their patients, and it actually allows patients to be tested for hereditary cancers that they are at risk for, and it is also as part of a research study, and their information is entered into that research study so that investigators can understand how their genetics is associated with cancers or ask other research questions.
And why just the hereditary breast and ovarian cancer, Lynch syndrome, and hereditary high cholesterol?
This is because these are cancers that individuals are at risk for and that are actually actionable and that we can do something about to help try to prevent them from developing these cancers in the future.
Makes sense. Who is eligible to participate in the research study?
So anyone who is 18 years of age and who does not have a history of either stem cell or bone marrow transplantation can participate.
How can someone participate in Precisely You?
Yeah, it's really easy. Signing up is something you can do from home by visiting our website at www.wakemed.org/precisely-you. And when you go to our website, you'll be asked to answer a few questions to confirm that you're eligible to participate. And then you'll be provided with a link to review and sign the Precisely You research consent form. And the consent form provides confirmation of your consent to participate in the study.
Are the results private and confidential?
Yes, they are. The patient's privacy is very important, and we take steps to ensure it is protected and kept confidential. This includes storing your personal information and data in secure servers, limiting and monitoring who can access your data, and ensuring researchers who have access to your information are trained and certified to work with this type of research data. And you can choose to withdraw and stop sharing information at any time.
That's great. How long does it take to get my results back? And what if I'm found to have a risk for one of the inherited cancers or heart condition? What's next?
So it takes about 2-4 weeks for your test results to come back. And if you are positive for any of the genes tested, we actually have a navigator who connects you with one of our genetics counselors, and they will arrange a visit with you, sit down with you, and review your results and go through which results were positive, what your risks are, and then make appropriate referrals so that you can get follow-up care to address your positive result.
Why is WakeMed hosting this study?
WakeMed is hosting this study because we believe that this is an incredible opportunity to help our patients and our population identify those cancers that they are at risk for and to provide them with access to care to address their risk if they're positive.
Is there anything else in closing that you'd like people to know, Doctor?
It's a really great opportunity to identify if you're at risk for these actionable cancers and to take some actions to prevent yourself from developing these cancers in the future if you are identified at being risk.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise. This has been very informative and we appreciate it.
You're welcome and thank you for having me.
Of course. Again, that's Dr. Bill Lagarde. If you'd like to find out more, please visit wakemed.org/precisely-you. I'm Maggie McKay with WakeMed Voices, brought to you by WakeMed Health and Hospitals in Raleigh, North Carolina.